Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your great love that has come in Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you were broken for us, Lord, so that you could heal us. You gave your blood, was poured out so that you can give us new life, restore us to the original intention. We thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we can now be in the kingdom, partaking of this amazing love. Thank you, Jesus. The word says that you fill the heaven and you are now ruling and reigning to fill the earth. And thank you for calling us. And thank you that we can now have fellowship with you, partake of this new wine, this new covenant. It's like a feast of goodness, the feast of the reality of all that you had in heaven for us is now given to us, restored to us, so that we can have your love and mercy. And we can be the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Amen. Alleluia.
We are reading Jude. We read verse 1 and 2 and 24 and 25. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, writes this letter. To those who are the called, God's chosen ones, the elect, dearly loved by God the Father, and kept secure and set apart, for Jesus Christ, may mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you, filling your heart with a spiritual well-being and serenity experienced by those who walk closely with God. Now, to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling or falling into sin, and to present you unblemished, blameless and faultless in the presence of His glory, with triumphant joy and unspeakable delight, to the only God, our Saviour, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power before all time and now and forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful just seeing. This is this last portion of Jude, the letter of Jude we just read there. We can see Jesus had all power in the beginning. We were predestined in Him, and He has now been restored, and more than restored in that. He has fulfilled the Father's expectation that sin be dealt with and taken away and righteousness be made available for all. And that's the goodness that we have got now. And that's the goodness we need to stay in. But to stay in this goodness, we need to stay and hold on to these great and precious promises so that we can partake of the divine nature. And these great and precious promises is that we are married, we are the bride, so everything is now available. We need to now just get into the reality of keeping in tune with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and that's the reality, so as to bear fruits to God. You are married to another to bear fruits to God, and these truths, and then the truths of why are you staying in tune? You are feasting. Remember Matthew 22, the parable that they must come to the wedding feast. That's exactly the reality. The Jews were put out because they didn't accept Jesus, and He said He would have loved to gather them like a hen would gather chickens, but they wouldn't have it. But we that have come, we have come. We are now the church of the firstborn. We are now the bride. We are now the called out ones that need to tap into these spiritual realities. The Lamb has paid the price. He has broken for us. His blood was poured out that we can have a new covenant, that we can be in the kingdom, partaking of the Spirit and rejoicing in Jesus Christ, who keeps us and who shepherds us now into the reality of what was predestined for us. So guys, be blessed. Know these are the answers. You get too busy with the good to do the bad. A lot of the book of Jude is going to go on now, and it's going to be talking about the problems that has come in. But know the answer, guys. Know the answer. Jesus is ruling to fill all things, and keep your eyes on Him. Keep your ears open. Stay in fellowship. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your path straight. Amen.
Amen.